This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Police launched a late-night Hong Kong police stormed the university held by anti-government protesters early Monday after an all-night siege. Fiery explosions were seen on the campus as the police moved in just before dawn. Dozens of protesters were arrested, and a live news feed showed a police vehicle and a university gate engulfed in flames. Student protesters in Hong Kong engaged in fierce clashes with police at the university campus in the early morning hours of Monday. It appeared to be some of the worst violence since the anti-government protests began 5 months ago. U.S. President Donald Trump made an unexpected visit to a military hospital on Saturday afternoon for what the White House says is an early start to his annual health checkup. The president spent about 2 hours and 15 minutes at the medical complex in Bethesda, Maryland. The White House press secretary said the president underwent a quick exam and labs, and he remains healthy and energetic without complaints, as demonstrated by his repeated vigorous rally performances in front of thousands of Americans several times a week. No details on the tests were found. Venetians coped with another exceptional tide on Sunday. Stores and museums in Venice were mostly closed in the hardest-hit area around St. Mark's Square. But tourists wearing rubber boots still came to witness and photograph the flooding. Venice's tide office says the peak tide of 1.5 meters hit just after 1 p.m. local time. School children in New Delhi took an environmental oath together on Sunday during a protest against poor air quality. This is VOA News.